Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Been talking about real love, giving you analogies, personal experiences, the testimonies of Jesus Christ in my personal life. And right before the break, we were talking about, you know, God gave his law because he loves, giving you the analogy of those, or whom, I should say, giving all credit to my Father which is in heaven, and letting you know that he was the only one that ever took the time to love me enough to explain truth to me. And then I also shared that Jesus Christ never told anybody that he loved them. Yet we have a gospel in America that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I'm trying to figure out what that wonderful plan is. Is that the part where it says through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Or we're going to be hated for his namesake? Or we're going to be, as scripture says, those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. At the beginning of the week, we were talking about the love story that God demonstrated through the martyrdom of all of the apostles. Only one lived. It was John in Patmos. He died of old age, but they put him in a cauldron filled with boiling oil. He miraculously lived. God saved him. Where's the wonderful plan there, friends? I mean, people act like this is a game. When we look at the Revolutionary War, Jake is out on the East Coast right now. During the first two segments of the show, he was sharing with you our godly foundations. He's looking at the building where George Washington and John Adams were up on a balcony, swearing in to serve as the father of our country for the second time, kissing Deuteronomy 28. I'm talking about what's on the Liberty Bell. Proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants thereof. Leviticus 25:10. Talking about Ben Franklin and his accomplishments. And the revisionists have gone overboard trying to convince you that he was a deist. As if to say God was there, but he just didn't intervene into the affairs of mankind. That's like saying this. That's like saying, if you have children, well, you have children, but you're just not intervening into their lives to take care of them, to support them, to protect them, to raise them up, to train them up in the ways that they should go. That's ridiculous, friends. God is everywhere, always. He created everything for his purpose, from him, through him, and to him. But we're talking about love. We're talking about real love. And the demonstration of love in America is that the professed church sits back and allows 3,700 babies a day to be murdered while 300,000 pulpits remain silent. That's their version of love. Oh, and by the way, friends, I want people to understand that I'm not attacking or condemning the church. I'm just showing you which one is the church. Because what you see through the profession of the American church is not the church at all. Because there is no love there whatsoever. That's what I've learned. That's what I learned. You know, if you ever take the time, friends, to look at a historian and line them up right next to a veteran, it's interesting. The historian acts like he has more understanding than the veteran. See, what you have in this country, friends, that through the hirelings, they have no business being in the pulpits whatsoever. They stand back and they let the wolves come in and devour the sheep. And then they have the audacity to talk about love during their sermons. Where is the love? Matter of fact, I remember one time I was going to a church, and there was about 400 people in this congregation. And I was brand new, and I was a trophy to the church because I was a long-haired rocker dude that got saved, literally saved. God showed me what I wasn't to show me who he was. And in this particular church, everybody used to profess to me how much they loved me. That was until I needed someone to help me move a couple couches and a bed. And then all of a sudden, I see nothing but excuses fly out of their pie holes. They love me so much, but they didn't want to demonstrate the love that they said they had. And again, it was Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You know what I say to the American church today, the professed church today? Where is the love? What are you breeding? I mean, I see some of your billboards. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Isn't that cute? What we're talking about, a blood-bought people acting like a bunch of dummies that don't realize that they are blood-bought. It's kind of like the American people equating grace to licentiousness. It's like saying God gave us freedom to go ahead and do whatever we want to do, right? While we desecrate and dishonor those that sacrifice themselves for us. No, friends, where is the love? That's what I want to know. Where is the love? The love is always in the sacrifice. And by the way, it's not just a sacrifice, because we know obedience is better than sacrifice. And we're to judge a man by his fruits. But Paul said in the book of James, I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you who I love by what I do. Because we got to keep in mind that the faith that you have, if you are a professed Christian or you are a Christian for real, praise God for you, you got to keep in mind that faith is the faith of the Son of God. Because there's a human faith, there's a carnal faith, and there's a spiritual faith. The spiritual faith always overcomes. It doesn't succumb. It understands Scripture when it says we're made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. It understands real grace that says, what does real grace do? It exemplifies itself. We're written epistles for all men to read. Right? You tracking with me? In real love, by the way, as real Christians, when we see what Christ Jesus died for us, we are, when we look at Christ crucified on Calvary, we see those nails in his hands and through his feet. Those are the great sin killers. And now what we used to love to do when we're converted by the Holy Ghost, now we hate it. See how that works? See, but again, to counter that, a weak Christianity always wants to drop to the imperfect and adjust itself to the popular mind, but a real Christianity ever seeks to be made perfect in God. Yes, why? Because it is thankful for the sacrifice. It is empowered by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Let me say one more thing and I'll get back on track here for you. I'm going off on these little prophetic Holy Ghost trails. This is a man from the 1800s that turned into the 1900s, century to century. And remember how I shared with you, friends, that Christians back in the day, the Puritan preachers, the reformers, and the such, and even our Jonathan Edwards, our George Whitefields, the great preachers of the day, the D.L. Moody's and the such, they didn't talk about God. They walked with God. This is John G. Lake. He said, in those early centuries of Christianity, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's a different Christianity. Let's talk about real love and let's get empowered to do the stuff, because there is no king but King Jesus, and we can do it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you're tracking and I'm tracking with you, why don't you give me a call, 1-877-807-9977. Tell me what you are getting, 1-877-807-9977. If you remember rightly, when Jesus was having church, he'd have conversation back and forth with people. He was teaching. He was dropping, well, the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage over them as he was healing them or rebuking them. Remember right before the break again, I was talking about how there is sacrifice in love. And 1 Peter says, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, not money, friends, from your vain conversation received by tradition attached to old customs from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. There's the blood. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead. Yep, he's about ready to blow your grandma right out of the grave, friends. And don't forget it. Don't forget it. He is the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. He is alive forevermore. See, the Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That was the great gamble the enemy of your soul and the enemy of Christ took. He gambled it all away. He thought by crucifying Christ, man, it was going to be all over with. No, he didn't understand the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said, for this I came into the world, that the prince of the world might be judged. How? Through the cross. If it wasn't for those veterans in the natural that didn't lay down their lives and bear their cross for you, you wouldn't have freedom today. There is no greater love, friends. No way. They forsook all to give you all, just like our forefathers did establishing this country through the Revolutionary War. I go on. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Listen to this. Through the spirit unto unfeigned, not a counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Why? Because they are born again, not of a corruptible seed, man, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, this, hey, you know what, folks? If I wasn't a black church right now, that's what they'd be doing. They'd be dancing up and down the aisles. Well, let love be without dissimulation, Scripture says in the New Testament, Romans 12:9. Abhor that which is evil. How do you know which is evil? Because you know God's law. And when you read Proverbs 6, what does he talk about? What he loves and what he hates. That's what Scripture tells us. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Who is good? God is good. And then when we go over to the Old Testament, Leviticus 19, it says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not allow sin upon him. Not allow sin to be upon him, friends. Not the other way around. You know, the love that's demonstrated today, if you know, it's just go ahead and watch people destroy themselves. Don't say anything to them about it. It's like, I tell my little kids, it's like having food all over your face and everybody sees it, but they never say anything to you about it. Well, that's not a real friend. A real friend's going to look at you. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. What are they going to do? They're going to look at you and say, hey, dude, because you're my friend, I'm going to tell you got a whole bunch of stuff on your face. I don't mean to minimize Scripture, friends, but I'm just trying to get you to understand what he's saying here. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer or allow sin upon him. Wow. What is love? Well, go to Ezekiel. Thou son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked man from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, his lawlessness. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Why? Because you didn't say anything. There's a true story told out on the West Coast, friends, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. So you know what that older concerned generation did to bring forth the remedy? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain rather than putting up a warning sign up on top of the mountain before they destroy themselves. Funny it may be, friends, the joke is on you. Because it is not the love of God whatsoever. We're constrained by the love of God, it says in 2 Corinthians. We're moved by the love of God, warning men to flee from the wrath to come. That's how I see love. I understand that love. Let me say it this way. Prevention is better than cure. Yes, indeed it is. Look at your detention centers. Look at the correctional system. Look at the supposed judicial system in your country, friends. You call that love? Show me in Scripture, friends, where it talked about prisons that God established. No, judgment was to be pronounced immediately thereafter. Not 2 years later, give them three squares a deal and teach them how to commit the crime through Hollywood as the politicians are paid off to shut up and just let things go. What they don't realize is that the fire burns around them and it's consuming them as well. And I say to you, corrupt politicians, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And in the process, you're destroying your brothers and your sisters, which is hate. 1 John, not love. Love lays itself down for your brothers and your sisters. It lays down the truth. Or you may even jeopardize friendships. But God's love commands it, because that's all God's love does. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Be careful of those that like to kiss, friends. Oh, there's a lot of them out there. They love to just kiss, kiss, kiss. They love to smooch you, don't they? Well, just keep in mind, and them that love to kiss, they're not your friends. They're your foes. Talking about God's love. I got Tim calling from Freedom Outpost again. Thank you for calling in, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Bring it down, brother.
I'm in a black church now, huh, Tim?
Well, I hear you so much. I've got to listen in the last 2 days while you're actually live instead of in the evening. And, you know, there's a lot of that resonates with me. We talked a little bit about this the other day. I used to tell my children, they would say, yeah, I love you, Daddy. And I would say, okay, if you love me, then you what?
Obey me.
Obey me.
That's right.
It's not, like what you said, it's not the kissing. And what we've done in our society is we have romanticized love. It's romanticized in our stories and our movies and our music. And it says nothing about laying your life down. It says nothing about doing for those who may seem unworthy or unloving, much less about those who are who we consider loved. We have the three words from the Greek down, you know, in our understanding, but we're only usually performing two of them. We got the eros down, we got the philos down, in some areas, but boy, we really struggle, in the agape. And, for some reason.
For the listeners, that was agape. Tim is talking too Greek for us.
I'm sorry.
I'm with you, bro.
We understand brotherly love. We understand sexual love. We don't understand that unconditional love, that we love people enough that not only do we give them kisses, but we also, as you said, bring those wounds that are corrective. They're not there to be destructive, but to be corrective.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things, Tim, I see more than anything is, you know, the Bible talks about a false balance is an abomination unto the Lord. And people are trying, you know, oftentimes I'll say, Bradley, you're just like right there. You're just bringing the sword all the time. You're just like in their face. I know, because a false balance is an abomination unto the Lord. The pendulum is so far down the other way that we have to put the proper perspective and balance to what real love is, because the love that we're talking about right now on the radio is a love that is foreign to most people in this country, namely the professed church.
Well, of course it is, and I think the thing that people miss is the surgeon who goes to do the surgery has to create a cut or a wound in order to repair what's there, and then he comes along with the healing aspects of, you know, the medications and things that he puts on to make things well. So, you know, if we're sinning, then we should expect cuts. We should expect disciplines. And when that is, it's like in the Old Testament.
You got about 20 seconds, Jim. 20 seconds.
Okay. Once the law was preached, the people wept and they mourned and they repented. And then the leaders came along and said, all right, get up off your ground and let's go celebrate.
Amen. You're in Nehemiah, correct?
Yep.
Amen. Hey, I appreciate you, Tim.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply their food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's put everything back into gear. Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. Check out Jake's pictures. He's out on the East Coast right now setting up some events, as he's going to be doing some events in North Carolina. Rockingham. Show you the Liberty Bell. Colonial buildings and the such in Philadelphia. Ben Franklin's grave. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, hey, it's our history, right? The balcony where George and John actually switched positions for their inaugural address. One departs, one engages. Now that's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty on Facebook. And if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if you're tracking with me, 1-877-807-9977. Love to hear from you. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, I want to bring you over to an analogy concerning President George Washington. I'm going to lay down a little bit of a foundation for you. And then I'm going to give you this analogy about Major Andre. 2 Chronicles 19:10, and what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against your pastor, not against your brother, not against your wife, not against your children. You shall warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. See, your sin is before a just and a holy God, friends. By this we know that we love the children of God. But it says this in 1 John. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God first, and then we love his children second. We're to warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. You know, Spurgeon was right. He said, to overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Oh, Bradley, that's just a love. I don't know. It's a lawless love as to what you're talking about. It's a lawless love in what you're moved by. It's a carnal love in what you're moved by. Again, I was just talking about just the fact that God laid down a demonstration through the blood of the martyrs and his son, Jesus Christ. That is a demonstration of love. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Folks, love fulfills, it does not negate. You need to understand that. It fulfills, it does not negate. I can't just love God and not love my brother. No, how can I say I love God and hate my brother is what Scripture tells us. See, you know what's cool about the New Testament? Just like Mark Twain said, it's not the Scriptures that I don't know that bother me, it's the ones that I do know that bother me. Is he a stumbling, is he a rock of offense to you, my friends? Because he is not to me. Again, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, seek the gospel that rips and tears. What's he talking about? Because therein lies the anointing, friends, that breaks the yoke of bondage off of men. He's a very wise man, the prince of preachers, second to none. Let's say it this way, the man was spiritually hooked up in every sense of the word. He was moved by the Holy Ghost. Though he was a man, I exalt not the man, but I do praise God for the man. Because if there wasn't a Charles Spurgeon, God couldn't have used a Charles Spurgeon, right? He said, avoid a sugar gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Seek the gospel which rips and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. For that is the gospel, the good news that makes alive again. Oh, wait a second. So the good news is for those that are dead in their sins and trespasses. Yes! Because we're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. And when you have found it, said Spurgeon, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray that the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. He's right. So love is not without law. Love is the fulfilling of law. And see, you have a lawless gospel today. And there's a whole lot of people thinking that they're saved when in fact it's the furthest thing from the truth. The Bible says the Spirit will bear witness to those that are his kids. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. And again, we look around and we wonder why the love of many waxeth cold. There is very little love. Folks, in America today, you know what you do? What you're conditioned to subject yourself unto? You go to church. Hey, listen, I said the best way to say this is I was on the radio last week and I was on Facebook. And if you ever want to get depressed, just get up with a whole bunch of professed conservative Christians. They sit there and magnify the works of the enemy more than they do the victor. And for the life of me, friends, that is completely contrary to what was given unto us by our forefathers and our veterans. I mean, that's like going around the world and magnifying Adolf Hitler during World War II. Is that what they did? No, they magnified and honored those that magnified the laws of our Constitution and our Constitutional Republic, didn't they? Yep. Against crime. That's why Adolf Hitler was snuffed out. Mob talk. Because the light to the world, which was the gospel of Jesus Christ through this country, took care of that darkness, didn't it? Yeah, but we don't go around magnifying Adolf Hitler, but this is what you're seeing today. Oh, did you hear about this? This went bad and that went bad. And did you see what this guy did and the criminal in the office did and the attorney general did and L. Sharpton and all these? No, I'll magnify the law. If you're thankful for what has been given unto you through sacrifice, it's called gratitude, then magnify the law against their crimes. Don't put up with it. But again, America has been taught to just lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Well, there's no more law, so nobody's guilty. Nobody needs to really repent. We're told by the preacher we don't have to do that. They call it legalism. Can't do that. The next time you get pulled over, preacher, by a cop for breaking the law, tell him that's legalism. You can't do that. That's called stupidity. Folks, we don't overlook judgment. We magnify it. We don't overlook judgments. We magnify it. There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. By the laws of war, he ought to be put to death, and what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, listen, friends, by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. Is that what is not going on in the White House today? I go back to Major André. By the laws of war, he ought to be put to death because what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause during the Revolutionary War. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. But on the other hand, there was his youth, oh, his high attainments, oh, his honorable connections, ooh. His brilliant hopes and all the pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. But in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that if he knew such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the person to do it as well, the next person, thus endangering the country justices to be satisfied, and it was. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the useful and accomplished officer could have been saved. Yeah, true that. But he should have thought about that before he committed the crime so he didn't have to do the time. You know, out in the state of Minnesota here, we have a judge who loved his county so much in Cambridge, Minnesota here. In that town, if you are caught in the act of drinking and driving, you will get the book thrown at you to the extreme. Why? Because that judge loves. That judge is good. That judge is merciful to the people that he is protecting by the enforcement through the law against crime to establish righteousness. Guess what all the partiers do? By the way, all the partiers know to stay away from Cambridge, Minnesota when they're drinking and driving. Why? Are you going to tell me that the judge doesn't love the people in Cambridge, Minnesota? Absolutely not. You'd be an absolute fool to suggest such a thing. No, because he loves, he enforces the laws against the crime. You understand? The Bible says that the laws of God are written upon our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. He also bears witness to that. We don't lower the law. We magnify the law. Again, love fulfills. It doesn't negate. What was Christ on the cross? That was a fulfilling of the law for what? And a demonstration of love for what? The sins of mankind. Our sins were laid on him. The iniquity of us was laid upon him. That's how much God hated sin. And how much did God love man? He sent his son. That was a demonstration of love to those that repent for putting his son upon the cross, who is the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. But because man has forsaken the truth, now we have this. We have a false sense of grace. We've talked about that in the past. They think that grace, the grace of God, is a cover-up rather than an empowerment. Jude 3 says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, push you along in war, spiritual warfare, into your call, that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Oh, we better not contend. We don't want to have a bad name. Oh, they'll mar my reputation. Jesus didn't make himself a one that had a reputation. No, he died for the sins of the world. These are the men that turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, that's in the book of Jude. You got Bradley, sons of liberty radio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hang with me. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wall, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Sons of Liberty final segment. Wow. Hey, folks, I got a question for you that listen to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we always bring in the correlation with our foundations. As I shared during the first segment of our two-hour program today, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. George Washington is the guy that said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Now, explaining to you biblical love and explaining to 78% of America that professes their Christianity, let me ask you something. Do you love them that sacrifice for your freedoms? And then if you say you do, then I got a question for you. Then why do you tolerate crime in your government? If you do, why do you tolerate crime in your government? You starting to understand how this works? I love this. I really do love this. Folks, come on. Come on. Somebody tell me you get what I'm telling you. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I was sharing false grace. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lust, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, this is just a different gospel. It's like, whoa, isn't that what we're seeing today in America? Yes, it is. Remember what Martin Luther, the great reformer, said? Listen to this. Whew. Oh, my goodness. This is going to hurt. Hang on. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected. Satan, the god of all dissension. The god of all division. He who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The liar. The murderer. How does he operate exactly? Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or suspected. He has raised up a sect as such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Wow! And when you look up scripture, friends, you can see that the soul that sinneth, it shall die in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, Jesus said, even if you look. See, America's gospel is completely upside down on its head. Folks, backwards. But we're talking about love. Well, it is love that preaches the real gospel, isn't it? It is love that preaches hard things, isn't it? The scripture says we owe no man anything but to love one another. In other words, friends, I owe you the truth because it's the truth that makes men free. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Listen to this. This is the New Testament. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Listen to this. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Folks, if you don't want me to commit adultery with your wife, then don't look at my wife. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law. Thou shalt not kill. Don't kill me and I won't kill you. Well, you get the point. Thou shalt not steal. Keep your hands off my stuff and I'll keep my hands off your stuff. Thou shalt not lie. Don't lie to me and I won't lie to you. Thou shalt not covet. Don't desire what's mine and I won't desire what's yours. And if there be any other commandment in the New Testament, friends, it is briefly comprehended in this, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. It walks in the light. It walks in the truth. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. I'm talking about the New Testament here, friends. Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. Remember, the law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law because, again, back in in the book of Romans, as I was just explaining, yes, Romans 13, he said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ right after that and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Folks, a little kid understands this. I just said the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yeah, we established the law, Romans 3:31. Are we to be a lawless society like the criminal in office is trying to advocate? Well, what happens then? Hey, folks, I just got just a food for thought, just a little bunny trail way off on the left side here. Everybody's worried about the Muslims. You know what? You have foreigners coming to your country. Hey, I say to all you missionaries out there, you don't have to go to their country. They're coming to you. Now get them converted. But what good are you if your schools aren't converted? What good are you if people in your community haven't been converted by the power of the Holy Ghost? Instead of looking at the Muslims as being such a bad thing, and I, of course, understand what it's all about. It's just, folks, it's actually the hand of God bringing forth judgment to a disobedient nation. That would be America. But when we look at the Muslims coming over to America, the church would stand up and say, hey, come on, let's have church. We'll bring church to you in your streets. We'll bring church to you in your communities. We'll bring church to you. And come on, don't tell me I ain't preaching the truth, because that's exactly what the field preachers did. That's exactly what John the Baptist did. That's exactly what the apostles did. That's exactly what Whitfield, that's exactly what Wesley did. That's exactly what any man of God does. He doesn't sit back and say, hey, let them destroy themselves. If you believe in God, how can you sit back and do nothing about it? If you say you love God, how do you sit back and watch your brothers destroy themselves and end up in hell at length? Come on, let's bring it to them, folks. Jesus is the one that said, hey, say that, you know, don't say that there's yet 4 months. No, he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. There they are. Hey, this criminal in office is bringing the Muslims to you, Christians. Do your job, and he'll wish he hadn't. Woo! Do your job, and this criminal in office wish he hadn't brought him over here. See, that's grace. That's faith. That's believing in magnifying the bigness of my daddy rather than magnifying all the bad news and the women in the professed church magnifying what the devil's doing when in fact he's defeated after 2,000 years ago, friends. And he still is because Jesus said that he gave power unto his church over all the power of the enemy. But what do you hear? You hear him magnify all the power of the enemy. Just like I said back in 1944, can you imagine them magnifying how bad Hitler was instead of how good your sons and your daughters were that they laid down their lives to give us another 40 years in length in freedom because somebody laid down their lives to give it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, folks, let me get back to my point, talking about love. Jesus was a preacher of circumcision. He was a preacher of the law to those that knew the law. Under the Jews was given the oracles of God, Romans 3. You are the Gentiles. Paul was a preacher to the Gentiles. He preached the law to grace. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Law doesn't justify me. It condemns me. If I believe in Christ, it justifies me. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Let me also say, friends, when you read the Bible and you go to Matthew and we hear from modern day preachers of the day, I'm being facetious, talk about how we don't need to know the character of God through the Old Testament. Isn't it interesting when you go to the book of Matthew, the book of generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. Who's David? The son of Abraham. Who's Abraham? Abraham begat Isaac. Who's Isaac? Isaac begat Jacob. Who's Jacob? And Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. Who is Judas and his brethren? If I didn't read the Old Testament. And this is how the New Testament starts out. And it goes on and on and on and on through the genealogy. Oh, but you don't need to know the Old Testament. Really? We didn't have the Old Testament. We probably wouldn't have an understanding of the New Testament, would we? And vice versa. Just dropping little seeds because the Lord drops the good seed, right? His name is Jesus Christ. Let me ask you again, friends, to you timid sheep that listen to me day after day. What does real grace teach us? Because what we're told, oh, you know what? God's grace covers it all. Read Isaiah 30 when you get some time. Folks, it's a false covering. Well, what about the woman that was caught in adultery? You know, they were busted. You know, that woman and that man in the very act of adultery. Yes, they were. And who brought them to Jesus? The law. The Pharisees. What did Jesus say to the woman? Before she left, he said to her, go and sin no more. That's real grace, friends. You got Bradley, Jake, sonsofliberty.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in one day. See ya!
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need.